While the Coast Guard and Alaska State Troopers have suspended searches in the Norton Sound for a couple missing since Monday, local search efforts in Unalakleet continue today. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin in Nome has the story.
The Coast Guard suspended their search for 41-year-old David Sloco and 48-year-old Debbie Kamikdok, and troopers have also suspended their aerial searches. However, search and rescue teams in Unalakleet and other communities coordinated efforts today in an afternoon meeting. The Unalakleet Search and Rescue and Alaska State Troopers held a meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon to organize resources, people, equipment, and even food. Mitty Johnson has been a volunteer with search and rescue for a number of decades in Unalakleet and helps to coordinate search and rescue efforts. He says the ocean has been rough from the persistent north winds, and further, north-northwest winds are pushing water out of the Norton Sound, creating a very low tide. These conditions have hampered search efforts by boat. Johnson says volunteers started searching today by four-wheelers and ATVs earlier this afternoon.
People are on the ground right now, going in both directions. And as soon as the weather lets up and permits us to use ocean-going craft, we'll make our way down to the site of where the boat has been located.
Johnson says they expect winds to diminish by this evening or early morning tomorrow. He says searchers today are still holding on to hope that they'll find Sloco and Kamikdok alive.
In cases where maybe that doesn't happen, all the other efforts are much appreciated, I know, by communities and by families, because it helps with closure.
Unalakleet Search and Rescue has set up a command center at the community hall.
We do ask people that even if they can't go out into the field and they want to help by bringing baked goods or food for searchers and stuff, or they just want to come and support each other, the hall will be open 24 hours a day until we're accomplished what we're set out to do.
Johnson says the Alaska State Troopers are helping with coordination and are also funding search efforts in paying for the gasoline needed for both boats and four-wheelers used in the search efforts. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.